The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. That feels like a Friday because it is our last show of the week before the holiday weekend. But I digress. It is, in fact, a Thursday, the day after hump day, which is always a sad day because you can't hump anything anymore.
It is a Thursday that feels like a Friday, so I'm just going to go with a Friday
vibes. Mood.
Yeah, definitely. So excited for the holiday weekend. So excited to be doing a show with you.
Oh, that is so sweet, sis.
So much to be so excited about. And before we say anything else, I need to clear something up. That Dina Manzo and Caroline Manzo are sisters who married brothers. So it was very much like the Dear Toasters that we had yesterday, if only we had realized,
you know, connection.
All of the connection. So many people let us know. I mean, some pocket of my brain must have known that because we did watch the early seasons of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
No, and even when we came to the resolution that we came to yesterday, it didn't make sense
it
to me because they've always been sisters. But then in that article, it was like they married brothers. And so the whole thing didn't make sense to me. But now, understanding that they are sisters who did, in fact, marry brothers, I appreciate all the responses. And I actually also got a lot of responses from people just about the whole Tati Shane take, because everybody has such an interesting take on it. And I love hearing from people. And honestly, for the most part, what I got from people is like, at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter because you just can't be on Shane's side because he's so awful. And it's true, like what his videos, and I told you, I'm now on the TikTok side of YouTube drama, and they've been resurfacing some of his old videos, and they're just awful. Like they're unforgivable. So you just have to take Tati's side because you can't take Shane's.
So what you're saying is, if you could just take Shane out of the equation for a second, like, but people still aren't on Tati's side. Like you can't.
But you know what's so interesting is, like, I feel like the community's not on anyone's side. Like they're literally like breaking down Tati's video, like pointing out the inconsistencies. They're canceling Shane and they're waiting for Jeffrey to do something so they can jump on it.
Got it. Okay. Well, I feel like the community, I mean, at least between us, like it feels like most people are just bothered to have had their time wasted.
Which is so crazy because like I have nothing but time to waste these days. That thought never even occurred to me. I was like grateful for the content.
No, and you know what I'm grateful for? Like I think what Tati did to James Charles initially and then when James like came back, I think that was such an interesting like social experiment almost.
I agree.
In the way that people just hop on these bandwagons without having all information.
No, and they only hop on the bandwagon because like all of their friends are doing it. Like they don't actually believe in this gospel of Tati. They just like are doing it because everyone else is.
That's not why. I feel like I don't have friends who watch Tati's video. I watched her video.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm like, who's this sweet woman? This is so sad.
No, I think a lot of people within the beauty community like saw the numbers. Like everyone was now subscribing to Tati. So they just like go with it because that's what everyone's doing, and it's easier to just do what the world is doing than like try and form your own opinion sometimes.
No, I think it's easier to just take what's right in front of you instead of seeking out additional information.
That too.
But also like we didn't have the additional information until James spoke. But I always reference that
controversy
because I think it was just so interesting in the whims of the public.
I totally agree.
The whims of the public.
It was a sociological experiment. And what was interesting was that like Tati also thought that was she thought that like this whole thing was a joke, that they were filming it. And then remember she said that in her video that like this will have been some big social experiment, that she was like the butt of the joke, which is just so funny that she also thought that.
Yeah. Well, she thought that after the fact, cause like it
was so crazy
down on her when like she wasn't even the one with the real issue. Whatever. I think we spent so much time talking about it yesterday without any additional information. I have nothing else to say.
No, but I really could like go on with people about it forever because I agree with what everyone's saying. Like, no one's saying anything wrong. Like, it is dumb that we're talking about this again. Like, Tati, honestly, it's a little too convenient for her to be just like blaming it all on her being gaslit. Oh, but Shane and Jeffrey are like very problematic. I don't know. I agree with everyone.
Great. That's what we like to do here at The Toast.
But today's show is going to be fabulous, of course. Fast Five Stories. I hear a rumor. It's unfounded, so I can't confirm or deny at this moment. But I did hear a rumor that there is a Kelly's Mindless News happening today, which...
I mean, it makes sense because we're heading into 4th of July weekend. And so there would have to be Kelly's Mindless News like the 4th of July.
Holy shit.
On this day.
Kelly's Mindless News like the 4th of July. Wow, I didn't even realize the important historical moment that is currently happening, or this weekend, what kind of importance this weekend held for not only our country, but Kelly Ripa as well.
For KMN.
Wow, fabulous. So should we just dive right in?
I think we could jump right in, you know.
To what?
I don't really have... Oh, I do have something to say.
Oh, so do I.
The new episode of The Redheads just dropped this morning, woo-hoo, recapping I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. We were all so moved by this book, so we have so much to say about it, and I hope you read along with us and listen to the episode. Let us know what you thought about the book. We love a lively discussion.
Love.
Dana assigned the next book, which looks so... interesting.
Okay.
So we just love some variety.
That's fabulous. Everyone, mm-hmm, check it out. Available on Spotify and iTunes. And while you're there on iTunes, you can just meander over to the movie section and order my special, Disgraced Queen, my debut comedy special. It is just still on the charts. It's on the homepage of iTunes. And I am so grateful that I can't even. Literally, I see people in the street, I like take their phone and order it. Like I just am out of control. So you are no exception. You can order it on Amazon Prime. You can order it on iTunes, ton of other platforms. Head over to my Instagram stories for more details if you're looking for links. And people who are international, Amazon and iTunes are your best bet because they have the most countries.
You know what else is crazy?
What?
That it's July. Yesterday was July 1st, and I had like no concept of it.
And I have to apologize to our Canadian toasters for not recognizing Canada Day yesterday. That's our bad.
Happy Canada Day.
No, that's on me.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day, guys. How does the song go? Oh, Canada, our home and native land. It's actually a beautiful song. Keep going.
De fleurs glorieuses.
Tell him, sis.
With our hands we see the tomb more strong and free.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, that's we awesome. Stand on guard for thee, for thee.
It's honestly a really good,
it's sickening,
anthem.
I could put a remix on it. You can find
it's
me in the club.
Bop.
Oh, Canada.
School, they taught us it half French and half English.
I must have missed that day.
Yes, so that's why I know the first half in French and the second half of the half that I knew in English.
A beautiful song. Happy Canada Day to our Canadian toasters.
I hope you guys enjoyed that tribute.
Yes, you feel free to play this on public television all over Canada. So should we, you think?
Like, yeah, I think we should just jump right
okay.
in. There's no time like the present, ever, period, point blank. So let's get right into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And that's true, and I'm so proud and excited to be highlighting, since it is our last show of the week, we are going to be highlighting another fabulous Black-owned business, and today's is called Beneath Your Mask. Indulgences born from necessity, Beneath Your Mask was created to reverse the toxic effects of environmental hazards, health challenges, stress, and other unforgiving aspects of our lifestyles. On a quest to nourish, revitalize, and heal the damage done to her skin and hair from a lupus diagnosis, the founder of Beneath Your Mask, Dana, began crafting non-toxic beauty that doesn't compromise on any level. Beauty that is safe to absorb and doesn't challenge the immune system, their collection is handcrafted with love for those that not only appreciate indulging, but are also extremely concerned with the ingredients used in their beauty ritual. Beneath Your Mask source the world's most potent, organic, and wild harvested botanicals from 25 countries, each chosen for its healing and restorative properties. The entire site is on pre-order now due to the overwhelming response and recent press from the last 2 weeks, but restocks are coming quickly. Some of their most popular products are the Heal Whipped Skin Soufflé. An ultra-luxurious, incredibly nourishing whipped skin soufflé contains antibacterial, anti-aging, and antioxidant properties and has been formulated to hydrate and strengthen skin. Another really popular popular product is the Remedy Conditioning Lip Balm, an all-day, all-night lip treatment that can nourish and repair the delicate skin on your lips, though it's packed with many potent oils, including moringa, babassu, cacao, and shea. Its star ingredient is skin-protecting Zemenia, an African plum oil that is rich as it is rare. Dana has birthed a brand that not only tackles the misconceptions that organic, natural, and healing cannot feel luxurious and chic, but also where a commitment to health and wellness meets a lifestyle of exquisite beauty decadence. So the products are fabulous. The packaging is chic, rich, but it's all organic. It's all so good for you. Again, a lot of the products are on pre-order because they're blowing up, but the restocks are coming really quickly. So to learn more about Beneath Your Mask and to place a pre-order today, visit beneathyourmask.com and nourish, revitalize, and transform your skin and hair with pure, non-toxic beauty that appeals to all your senses. Thank you, Beneath Your Mask, for letting us highlight you today.
Thank
Toasters,
you.
Make that sure to support. Amazing. That sounds like, I literally feel like just in reading that copy, I took a trip to the spa.
Like your skin cleared up.
I'm so relaxed.
No, totally. Okay, we have some great stories for you today. First story, a little breaking news in the Justice Department.
See.
Well, I don't know about in the
department. It's the DOJ. The DOJ.
It's like in the category of justice.
No, it's the Justice Department, also known as the Department of Justice.
Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested by FBI on charges relating to Jeffrey Epstein.
Fuck you, Ghislaine Maxwell. You are just as guilty, if not more, than Jeffrey Epstein because those girls trusted you. And you're a monster, and I hate you, and I hope you rot in a prison cell for the rest of your life. And why did it take so long?
They couldn't find her.
Yeah, remember someone thought they saw her at In-N-Out, but it was like a prank?
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite and close friend of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has been arrested by the FBI, NBC News has reported. Quote, she was arrested on the East Coast on Epstein-related charges and is expected to appear in a federal court later today, the report said.
Wow, so soon.
Maxwell had kept a low profile and her whereabouts were unknown since Epstein's arrest last July on charges that he abused and trafficked in women and girls in Manhattan and Florida between 2002 to 2005.
I mean, like more than that, but yeah, technically.
Yeah, but then he went to his island. Then right. He took it to the island.
Oh, right, which is not on U.S. jurisdiction. I should know that if I work for the DOJ.
But the FBI did raid it, but I think it was harder to catch him on the island.
Well, I just think this is fabulous, long overdue. I'm doing like a little dance knowing that Ghislaine Maxwell is a terrible person who was an aider and abettor of an enormous sexual predator, and now she's going to probably, hopefully, God willing, Baruch Hashem, spend the rest of her life in prison.
Right. So hopefully a little justice will be served.
This
is step one of justice.
I just hope she, too, doesn't mysteriously disappear in the night, you know?
Right.
There's so much creepy vibes like in this whole situation, like so much Illuminati, like what's really going on, and it's very possible she could, you know, like escape.
Yeah, definitely,
because she's every super rich on her own.
Every time this story, like, you think it can't get crazier, it goes and gets crazier.
Yeah, and like she's super connected through obviously like Jeffrey and like the network of pedophiles that she procured
and who they protect.
Yes, but she's also very wealthy on her own. The documentary explained it a little bit, like her dad is like a British publishing magnate or something.
Yes, but then it was questionable and his death was very spooky as
on
well
a boat.
Related to perhaps money troubles.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's all quite spooky.
Yes, Ghislaine. I don't, like, you know what, how do you pronounce her name?
Ghislaine.
Said.
Yeah,
that's what they said in the documentary. But I don't want to give her the respect of pronouncing her name correctly. So Ghislaine, whatever your name is, bye.
Oh, yeah, it is Ghislaine.
That's what they said in the documentary. And it was like such a fabulous, like, Ghislaine. I'm like, no, it's Ghislaine. 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 I'm like, she made me so mad in the documentary, arguably more than Jeffrey Epstein. Because she was just as bad. She participated in the abuse.
Yeah.
Like, she abused a lot of girls. It wasn't really touched upon. I had actually a lot of problems with the documentary. We spoke about it in a few episodes ago, but I just feel like it wasn't enough. Like, four parts, like, when we got an eight-part Tiger King and, like, a reunion special, like, and we're still hearing from him from prison. Like, I could have used literally a 10-part Jeffrey Epstein. I feel like it went so much deeper into more celebrities, more businessmen, more politicians, but they just really kept it to Jeffrey and barely to Ghislaine. So, I would like a redo, actually.
Oh, interesting. I still didn't finish it.
I need like a real... Netflix does good documentaries, but this was done by Netflix, and honestly, I was really disappointed. I need like a Discovery Channel. What is that? ID?
IO.
Whatever.
Investigation.
Investigation Discovery. Yeah. The place that does forensic files. Like, I want them to put together a special for me.
Maybe you'll get that. I feel like Especially as the story develops, you know, with Ghislaine and who knows what comes next, mm-hmm. there could always be possibilities for more documentaries.
I just feel like
it's... And also, when one documentary is made about a topic, five more come after
that's
it.
That's true, statistically.
Statistically speaking. So you have five coming your way.
I just feel like it's important that we never stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein, because at the end of the day, there are so many people who are still free people. I don't know their names yet, but I know that there's like celebrities, politicians, businessmen, important people, world leaders who are a part of the ring. And I know they want this to go away, but I will not let it go away.
Yeah.
Because you want to know why? Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. And I think that's important that everyone talk about it every day. When you're saying your morning prayers, you get on your knees, you cross your heart, you say, and remember, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Yeah. But you know what? I think the good news is that we are all really on the same page about that. No yes. matter how many times this article would like to say Epstein, who pleaded not guilty, killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell in August. I'm sorry, The Guardian. Did no one tell you that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself?
You're making yourself look real silly. Okay.
You know?
The Guardian.
Like, whoever wrote that, like...
Yeah. And you know what actually gives me solace, like peace of mind, is that, you know, our country is so divided right now. And like the political climate, it's just really toxic. Like, I feel like people are just have never been disagreeing more. But at the end of the day, we can all sit down for dinner and agree that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. And you know what? If that's what Jeffrey Epstein brought to this world and that's his legacy, it's kind of powerful.
Yeah, that's actually not his legacy. His legacy is
being a sexual predator.
But I agree with you,
Claudia. That's beautiful.
Claudia, that's agreeable. Okay, are you ready for our next story? Because it's the news that I know you didn't ask for, but still warms my heart.
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are giving their relationship another try.
It's so weird. I absolutely love Khloe Kardashian. Like, I'm arguably not one of her, like, biggest fans. But when it comes to reporting on stories about her love life, like, I'm immediately heading to Chinaville.
Yeah. Well,
this is my stop at China Station.
We have really not spoken about these two because...
They're so uninteresting.
Yeah, and it's always like news that's not really news and just about them co-parenting and forgiveness, etc. But it seems as though they really are getting back together, and I ship. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I ship.
Well, I ship because they have a child, and I think if they could work it out, that would be great for True. Do I think this is the greatest love story of our generation? Absolutely not. Do I think that it's going to work out for her? Most likely not. Do I believe and trust that this is the best decision for her? Well, I trust her, and it's her life to make her own choices. But you know, when you just like get that feeling, like I was actually thinking about Khloe Kardashian yesterday because I was looking, well, I was like stalking pictures of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. I'll call them Megan Kelly.
Okay, yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, but their celebrity name is Megan Kelly. And I was just looking at pictures of them, and like the way we spoke about them is like, you just know, like, I feel like they are going to be it forever. And sometimes people get with a partner and you just know that it's like the end of the road for them. We were talking about someone this week.
Billy Lord.
Yes. And so I haven't never felt that way about Khloe because she has such poor taste in men.
No, I felt that way about Lamar.
Oh, about Lamar. Yeah. But that didn't work out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not getting that feeling. I'm not feeling that at all right now. And so that's just kind of my barometer for whether or not this is going to work out.
Yeah, but I do also feel like sometimes I get that feeling about a couple and then it's just nothing of the sort.
Like so, who?
I don't know. Who's broken up recently? That was a shock. Like Ariana and Pete.
No, but see, that's exactly. Thank you. I'm so glad you brought that up. Because sometimes that feeling... You have to be able to identify that feeling within you. Is it like the infatuation feeling where like you're obsessed with like the pictures, which honestly it might be for me and Megyn Kelly, but or are you obsessed with like the future for them? Like you have to really be able to be introspective enough to identify that feeling.
Okay, I have a couple that I want to ask you about because they're really going the distance in as far as like
Nick and Priyanka. Couples.
No, oh. But yes, them too.
Yeah.
Justin and Haley.
Oh, I'm on the ship and it's heading out to sea. Like, yeah. I'm happy for them.
I think they're actually, like, dropping anchor, too.
Yeah, no, I believe in their love. And I think for a while, it was just all so weird and fast when, like, he was still being so linked to Selena. But at the end of the day, like, what's going on in the tabloids, like, most likely it's not even going on in real life. It's irrelevant. So it seemed weird and fast and, like, she was, like, a similar girl to Selena. But after learning about them, I watched actually a lot of his documentary. I definitely believe in their love. They have like this shared faith and I believe in their love 100%.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Okay, cool.
Well, and it really worked out for them both career-wise.
I just also feel like when we ship, when we build a ship and we hop on and we get out to sea, like,
we ruin
I think the opposite. Actually, maybe we do ruin it.
Are we cursed?
No. I think, like, when we all give a couple our support, like, they feel supported. Yeah. Therefore, I am throwing my support behind Chloe and Tristan.
Okay. No, I am too, because I support her. But, like, in the back of my mind, I'm just, like, being realistic. And that's, you really can't blame me for that.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Time will tell. Okay, Garcelle from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills says she, quote, felt pressure as the first black star of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Big shoes to fill.
Garcelle is opening up about being the first black cast member of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the actress who joined season 10 and is the first black woman to hold a diamond since the franchise debuted in 2010, explained during a recent episode of the Reality Life with Kate Casey podcast that she felt, quote, pressure taking on the role. Quote, did I feel pressure of being the first black woman on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Yes, I definitely felt pressure that people wanted me to come in and do a certain thing or have a chip on my shoulder. Mm. I really didn't want to be labeled an angry black woman, she said of the stereotype. That's not who I am. I just wanted to stay true to who I am, and I think that's what people have been able to see so far. Definitely. She also talked about handling responses from social media. She said, I was not prepared for how social media takes over.
Right.
Lisa Rinna told me that is one thing to shoot the show. It's another to see it and what the others have said about you. Then the whole world weighs in. There are so many layers to being on the show.
Well, I can't stress enough like how much of a disgrace it is that it took 10 seasons to get a black housewife in Beverly Hills. But now it happened. So great. But it's a shame that it took so long. And I think Garcelle is the perfect choice. I think she's doing a fabulous job. And I love that she's being open about like the experience about like not wanting to be like put in a box or labeled a certain way. And I feel like she's really coming in. Like I see her as like a very strong mom, a strong businesswoman, a good friend, funny, beautiful, stylish. I feel like she's really grabbing all the elements. Like she's doing it all.
Yeah, she's doing it all. She has opinions. Like I agree with so far her assessment of every character so far, even though she's just meeting them
right.
And we've known them for so long. I'm like, nope, you just summed it up really well.
That's the key to a very good housewife is like when they come on the scene, like what do they think of other people? That's why I immediately loved Erica Jane, Sniper from the Side. That's exactly who Lisa Vanderpump was, and she really encapsulated very well. So if I agree with like your take on things, I'm automatically a fan of yours.
Yeah, it's just like with your judgment of others.
Yeah,
I totally agree. I actually, this article made me miss Housewives. It's been like a long time for
us. It's back this week, I think.
Next week.
Whatever. Yeah. It's been like, so long.
It's been so long.
I even miss Real Housewives of New York.
I know. I miss it too. Especially because I feel like I keep seeing news about Leah, Ramona, and now I miss the girls.
Yeah, I miss my girls.
So I'm excited for it to come back. I'm excited to recap it. But I actually enjoyed the break. I feel like I got a lot done during the break.
And it gave us, I'd like to want something to desire it.
Yeah,
like I
was, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So I think that was actually like a like they're playing hard to get.
Yes.
Bravo.
Inadvertently. Yeah. They are. And it's working for me.
Fabulously. May I just take the floor for a moment?
Of course, Claudia. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much because my stomach kind of hurts. I think my RDH is acting up.
No.
Yeah.
Do you want to take something for it?
Yeah, I want to take stamps.com. For all of our sakes, we need to avoid crowds.
Do you want to ship something for that?
Do we need to avoid any crowds we can right now? But what if you need to get to the post office? What if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Well, don't worry. Stamps.com is here to help. With stamps.com, you can print postage on demand and skip those lines and crowds at the post office. Plus, you can actually save some money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. And if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounts up to 62% and no UPS residential surcharges. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer in the safety and comfort of your own home, office, or anywhere else. Whether you're a small business sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or you're just working from home and need to mail stuff, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use any computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, and send it anywhere. Once your mail is ready, you just leave it for your mail carrier, schedule a free package pickup, or drop it in the mailbox. No human contact is required. It is that simple. And like we said, with Stamps.com, you get great discounts too. 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 62% off shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Toast. That's stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Toast for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Stay safe, you guys, and go to stamps.com. Enter code TOAST for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. I'm so sorry to have bothered you.
I love stamps.com. I just want to say.
Me too. And, you know, when I was an intern, actually at the internship that, like, launched my career, which is where I know it's like everyone's heard the story a million times, my job was, like, sending stuff out. And that's where I first started using stamps.com. And, like, it really, even for an intern like me, it was super easy. Like, you just printed it and then you just, like, put it on and then the guy came. Like, it was genius.
That's amazing.
I thought they were, like, my job was going to make me keep walking back and forth with all these boxes to the post office. Right. And I was ready to quit on the spot. But it was a stamps.com moment.
Yes, love it. Okay, next story. Producers respond to rumors that the Ellen DeGeneres show will be canceled.
Well, can you give a little background on why people think that it got canceled?
Yes. The background information that I have is from my sister Claudia.
Which, and mine's from Margo.
Which is that, obviously, there's been, like, stuff going on with Ellen during quarantine in terms of, you know, things coming out about her that she's rude and mean. And
accordingly, the meanest woman alive. That's what people say
allegedly.
About her.
But also something strange was that she had stopped filming her show from home. And then on IMDb, it said that her episode, her last episode, was her final episode. Maybe that meant season finale. According to Claudia, according to Snitch, it felt like a series finale. So there was just rumors swirling.
And I think that, like, you know, part of, like, this rumor getting so popular is that, like, I think a lot of people want it to be her last episode. So it's like we're just praying and, like, we're hoping that this is true. But what did they say?
Okay, producers are speaking out. Rumors have been swirling that Ellen might have had her last dance. Insiders are whispering that the Ellen show could be canceled soon amid reports of falling ratings and allegations of DeGeneres being, quote, rude to the staff. However, when reached by the Post for comment about the claims, DeGeneres' production company rep said, Telepictures can confirm it's untrue.
See, to be honest, I don't really like Ellen, but I feel like this would be a terrible way to go out. Like,
yeah.
In the midst of all this controversy, like, you're just going to bow out. And I feel very weird about Ellen because, like, yeah, she's the meanest woman alive, but, like, is that a crime? No. Like, obviously she's not, like, the greatest person to work with, but she's, like, a very accomplished LGBTQ plus icon, and it would be sad if, like, this is how she went out.
Yeah.
I feel so weird about her. Like, I literally hate her, but, like, I don't feel like she deserves to be canceled.
You respect her.
Yeah, I respect her, and I don't feel like she should be canceled and, like, stripped of her success.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, sometimes a bitch.
But, I mean, people should treat others with kindness.
Agreed.
But then there's also the chance that, you know, some of these rumors are unfounded and maybe she's not as bad as people think that she is. And so I think if that's the case, then she should just continue doing what she does and spreading light and kindness on her show.
Well, the irony is, like, not lost on us that her whole vibe on the show is, like, kindness, giving back, philanthropy. And it turns out, like, behind the scenes, she's, like, this evil woman.
If she is.
If
she
is.
These are, you know, rumors. We haven't heard from her on the matter. And so I just think the proof is in the pudding. And so if she wants to bow out now, it would kind of confirm everything that we heard.
Yeah, and it would just be, like, a sad way to go out for what is, like, a very successful and accomplished career.
Yeah. I don't think it's over.
Me neither.
I think that, like, filming from home has been
weird for everyone. I mean, everyone's on break now. Jimmy Kimmel.
And there's just sort of up in the air with next plans.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, but part of me is like, let's say it's true. Let's
that she's mean.
She's mean. Like, okay. Like, of course, we should be nice to others, but, like, it doesn't make you a criminal. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't mean you should be canceled. Like, I just feel like the way people come for Ellen, and myself included, like, I don't like her, but, like, the way she's, like, the butt of every joke and, like, on Twitter people really come for her, it's just, like, weird. When, like, really all she did was, like, be nasty, which, of course, isn't good. You should always be kind to others. But in the grand scheme of the world of, like, people who have gotten canceled, it's really, like, a 2 out of 10.
Yeah. I agree.
So, just something to think about.
I agree. Something we should think about. Fifth and final.
But of course, be kind to others. Like, it's not cool. No matter how rich or successful you are, like, you should be nice. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Fifth and final story. Jason Momoa is going to voice Frosty the Snowman in a live action picture for Warner Brothers and Stampede Ventures. Warner Brothers and Stampede Ventures have set up Frosty the Snowman, a live action film that will see Aquaman star Jason Momoa voicing the iconic snowman. Thoughts?
Here are my thoughts on this. I absolutely love Jason Momoa. Like, the hair, the arms, the eyes, the everything, the tattoos. But, like, I'm not going to be able to see any of that as a voice character. And while there are so many things I love about Jason Momoa, like, his voice is not really anything I ever noticed. So I most likely won't be seeing this, even though I am a stan amongst stans. It's just, like, weird. Like, some people, I get why
some
any
people have a face for animation.
Yeah, no, but also I get why, like, major stars transition into voiceover work. It's so easy and it's so much money. Mm-hmm. Like, and you get to like reach a whole new audience. I totally get it. To me, this just seems like a very strange move for Jason Momoa. Like, sex symbol, Frosty the Snowman. I don't normally put the two in the same sentence. And
I think Frosty the Snowman is a sex symbol.
Honestly, me too. Like, those curves. Sexy.
So sexy.
It's just weird.
I hear what you're saying. I actually really do like Jason Momoa's voice, though. And so I think he'll do a really good job. I don't know if I'll be watching it just because I don't know if it's like meant for me. But it's some interesting news.
You know, it's some interesting news. I'm so glad you brought it up. But it's just weird. Like, unless there's going to be a side-by-side of like him in like a steamy voice booth with his shirt off, I'm really not interested in seeing this movie.
Frosty's going to have some arm tats.
You know, or like, unless there's like a behind the scenes, for real. Like, if I buy the DVD and there's not some special effects of Jason Momoa in like a really warm, small voice booth and they can't turn the air on because of the microphone and he's getting really warm. And he just, he said, can you mind if I take off my wife beater? Well, we don't say wife beater anymore. Sorry. Tank top. My t-shirt. And he starts dabbing his like sweaty chest with it. I will only purchase the DVD if I can get promise that in the special effects afterwards that is a thing.
Okay.
I said what I said.
And I will say, I don't know, like I haven't watched a live act. Actually, I guess I watched live action films. They're a really big deal. They do a pretty good job with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like Beauty and the Beast.
I haven't seen one I didn't love, Lion King.
Right. So maybe this is the next one for us.
Oh, wait, so it's a live action snowman? How the fuck do you do that? Sorry. I'm really about to make a fool of myself, but like, I'm not 100% sure like what story Frosty the Snowman is. Like, okay. I know Jack Frost and he makes a snowman and the snowman comes to life. And that's where the story kind of ends for me. I'm not sure like what adventure do they go on?
Okay, so according to the picture in this article, there's townspeople who look excited behind Frosty.
And Frosty is the snowman. Duh. Right. Okay.
Santa is in the air. So it's definitely
a Christmas film.
It's a Christmas film, I think.
I'm getting excited.
And Frosty is marching with people behind him and he's carrying a broom.
Is he a leader? He's a leader.
I think he's a leader. Wow. Which makes sense why Jason Momoa would voice him.
Oh, you know what? This whole thing's coming together, actually.
Leaders see each other.
Leaders see each other. From Khal Drogo to Frosty the Snowman. This is beautiful.
And there's the song, too. Frosty
the Snowman. La da 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 da.
If you knew the lyrics, you would know this.
Da 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 da. I like to scat my Christmas songs. I'm sorry. Da 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 da. Skat da.
Happy for Jason Momoa always.
Now, before we let everyone
go. Every day in every way.
Before we let everyone go into the holiday weekend, we are excited to be doing another segment today of
Kelly's Mindless News.
Like the 4th of July. This one actually doesn't come from People Magazine. It comes from Hello, which is also a magazine that loves to write about her. I believe they're big in the UK. And you're not going to believe this, Jackie.
Shit.
The headline is.
Hit me.
The headline is like earth shattering.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa's porch at Sorry. Kelly Ripa's porch at home in New York has to be seen to be believed. Kelly Ripa has quite the eventful lockdown and recently returned back to New York following several weeks spent in the Caribbean.
Okay, so we're confirming that now. Confirmed.
I like how they're just like, there was a whole article about it.
There was a whole investigation.
They never like gave us the full circle moment and just like put it subtly in the first line of the next article.
That's so Kelly.
The Live with Kelly and Ryan star is no doubt happy to be back surrounded by home comforts and recently shared a photo of herself and Mark Consuelos posing on their porch. The spacious area features wood-paneled floorboards and a cream rug, giving it a homey feel. There are also coordinating wicker chairs and a wooden side table, making it the perfect place to relax. Kelly shared a photo of them to showcase their new cool cat hoodies by designer Rocker Veneri. And there's a picture. We'll obviously post it on our Instagram.
Can I see the picture?
It's blurry as fuck.
Are you joking me?
This has an ex-pro filter on it.
And that has to be seen to be believed?
No, first of all, it looks like a regular porch. Like, yes, there is technically wicker chairs and a cream carpet.
Do you see the cream carpet?
The cream carpet and the wicker chairs could have 100% been from like Home Depot. There's nothing special about
this. What about the wood paneling?
Yes, it is in fact panels of wood that you would see in any apartment in the world.
But this is not in New York City,
no,
right?
No, this is by the shiplap on the side of the house. It's giving me Hamptons vibes.
So now Kelly's in the Hamptons,
right?
Where in the world is
Kelly.
Mind the snooze.
Yes. Where in the world? Like, so I know that we are going to be off for a few days, and I wanted to make sure before leaving for the weekend, everyone knew exactly what was going on in the world. And I don't know if you could really leave your house today without knowing that Kelly's porch has to be seen to be believed.
And I just saw it, and I don't believe it.
I know. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
And that's all she wrote. Anything you want to promote before we
kick off the weekend? I always want to promote the Redheads, which I've already done. I also would like to promote my Jackie O Flow presets.
Obviously, they're so good.
This is going to be a great summer weekend. Head over to JackieOflow.com. Get yourself a pack of presets. My new favorite vibe is the pastel pack.
It's a pack of how many?
It's a pack of seven.
For how many dollars?
For $30.
Wow.
But other packs are five or six for $25.
I one time bought one preset for like $50. Like, people who price their presets like that are insane. That's a very good deal.
Thank you. So head over to JackieOflow.com, get your pictures on and poppin', and tag me.
Fabulous. Thank you guys so much for an amazing day, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend spent with loved ones and happiness. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we go live Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We love you guys very much, and we hope you have a fabulous day.
Happy 4th of July. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Like the 4th of July.